8:14 now. We thought that now that all the victims have been identified, we'd spend an hour with our friend Ramon Antonio Vargas, editor and reporter at The Guardian, to talk about the victims themselves and tell our stories, because so much has been said about the attacker, and rightfully so, because you need to know who is behind this, and we're still trying to figure out why and how and all of that stuff. But we wanted to take a look at the victims. With that, we welcome in Ramon Antonio Vargas. Good morning, Ramon. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Ramon, I can't tell you, again, how much I appreciate your work and how much of a fan I am of yours and David Hammer and all of the team. I hate to start mentioning names because I don't want to leave anybody out, but for the work that you all do, we would not know any of this stuff. And if you want to put a word in for The Guardian, please go ahead.
Yes, no, I mean, The Guardian has been super supportive. Let me work here. And obviously, trust me when I... I think it's self-evident that this was the most important story in the world, in my opinion, this week. And obviously, they've treated it as such. So very appreciative of that.
This was a radical Islamist that conducted this attack. But I want to start when we start talking about victims, because sometimes, you know, people get angry and they tend to start disliking and hating and putting white hats on people and bad hats on people. And I want to start with the 18-year-old victim, because he was himself Muslim. He was in his freshman year at the University of Alabama, and before people start thinking that all Muslims are bad, radical Islamists are not good. Those that would hurt the United States and innocent people are not good, but all Muslims are not bad. And Karim Badawi, is that how you pronounce his name, was one of them. Tell me his story, if you would, Ramon, please.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we know that he went to, we know that he graduated from Episcopal in Baton Rouge. We know that he was studying at the University of Alabama, you know, in Tuscaloosa, and you know, that he had pledged to join the Sigma Chi fraternity in Alabama. And I mean, I think that when you kind of look at it, one of the things that hit me covering this is, man, when you look at some of the schools that the victims were to, or, you know, or the communities that they were from, right? You know, Baton Rouge, short drive away, you know, victims from Barrett, Cohen. I think when you put it in those terms, it really, you realize like how close to home this hits. And obviously, Kareem's father on Facebook, which is the way that a lot of people learned that his family had been torn apart by this, said we ask Allah to shower his mercy on him and give his patience and strength to overcome. And I think that that what you said is very important. We are talking about a Islamic extremist who did this, who was widely condemned by credible Islamic groups here in the U.S. And I do think that that's important to hammer home. I would encourage people to look at people like, Karim Badawi and the 13 others that he died alongside as fellow Louisianans. And I think for the most part in this area, that is how people have seen. And then obviously visitors who wanted to spend time, in this very vibrant region.
And to be clear, the religion is Islam. The people are Muslim. The problem is radical. That's where the problem comes in, and that's who you need to fear, and that's who you need to worry about, are the people that are radical Islamists that take a religious message, a message with God, and pervert it. And it happens in all religions. Let's talk about Martin Besh, Tiger Besh, Ramon.
Yeah, so he was he played football at St. Thomas More Catholic High School in Lafayette. He would also play football at Princeton University. I think a lot of people who listen to LSU's football games on your station have heard listen to his brother Jack play. Recently now Jack has moved on to Texas Christian University. I think that and obviously. Such a fitting nickname, right? You got the Prince Tiger playing for the Prince mm-hmm. Tigers, his brother playing for the LSU Tigers. I think, again, another example of the way that how close how close this hits to home is just obviously you are familiar with. I mean, his little brother has made a name for himself, and certainly again, I mean, anyone from around here, St. Thomas More, you know, well known university, Princeton, so obviously very, very bright future. And he was he was pursuing his career, and it was at a brokerage firm in New York, and obviously another just in the prime of his life when this happened.
We're talking about productive citizens is what we're talking about, and the ages too are striking. 18 for Kareem, 27 for Martin. Andrew Dauphin, 26 years old. Tell me about him.
Yeah, was working as an engineer for the American Honda Motor Company. He was a graduate of Auburn University in 2023. I mean, again, I mean, these are all. I mean, we've talked about. I mean, Saturdays in the fall, right? We're just finishing up the football season, so we're talking about Alabama. We're talking about Auburn. We're talking about, the best family, right? We're talking about very, very much, very much in the Southeast. And he was, I mean, just another, just graduated very early in his professional career. Had come down to, like so many of us to ring in the new year, in New Orleans.
And it's just, I don't know if ironic is the word, but, or maybe, more illusional of how indicative, perhaps, how prevalent SEC football is in the SEC here is in this area. You got Alabama, LSU, and Auburn already represented, right? So let's take a break. We'll pick it up there when we come back. We're talking about the victims of the Bourbon Street attack with Ramon Antonio Vargas, who has a story out at The Guardian about him. And I think while the attacker has gotten so much attention, I think it's only right that we pay tribute and honor the victims and let you know a little bit about them. We talked about ages already. The next victim we're going to talk about after the break, 18 years old. 821 traffic now, WWL. All right, 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, spending some time with Ramon Antonio Vargas, editor and reporter at The Guardian, talking about the victims of the Bourbon Street attack. We've already mentioned Kareem Badawi, 18, Martin Besh, 27, Andrew Dauphin, 26. Next victim we're going to talk about, 18 years old, Ramon.
It's Sakara Dedo. She resided in Gulfport, Mississippi, graduated from Harrison Central High School in Gulfport, and was preparing to pursue a degree in nursing at Blue Cliff College in January. Particularly heartbreaking story. I mean, it's very widely circulated social media video. You see her moments before the attack starts, smiling widely, petting. I mean, I don't know which one of us who hasn't been to Bourbon Street and gotten the chance to pet the snout of a mounted police officer's horse. I think that's a tradition. I know I've seen any number of people that I've been with to do it. When I've been on the street, you see her very heartbreaking video in the final moments. You just see the joy in her eyes. And then we all know what happened a short time after that. I think if you see, obviously, I know her mother has publicly, I think for my former employer, the Tom Spicky Union has asked people to stop sharing a video what happened shortly thereafter. Obviously, extremely heartbreaking when you see just the joy of just ringing in the new year and the optimism era.
Yeah, I would echo that, Ramon. If you're going to share a video, share the video of her petting a horse. There's no need to share the carnage. There's no need to, out of respect for the victims and the families, to share the horrific videos that are out there. And you mentioned earlier, Ramon, that I think, and as I have this conversation with you, I'm just going to be candid and say that a lot of this, the emotion of this is coming back to me when you realize, and this is why I think it affected so much of us, when terrorism hits here on Bourbon Street, where we've all been, when you're talking about the commonality of experiences with even petting the police horses and those kind of things, LSU, the Alabama, the Auburn thing with the SEC that I mentioned, but the next victim actually worked for the same company that I worked for, Odyssey. He worked as an account executive in New York. So as you said earlier, all of us have some kind of link to some of the victims one way or the other. Tell me about William DeMaio. a DeMeo.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I mean, he would have been an Odyssey colleague of yours. Billy DeMeo attended Holmdel High School in New Jersey, in the town of Holmdel, graduated from Chestnut Hill College in Philadelphia. Aside from his career at Odyssey, was also known as a standout lacrosse player. He was in town to he was in town to watch the college football playoff quarterfinal at the Sugar Bowl between Notre Dame and Georgia. He was with friends who were planning to attend the game. And I'm by no means trying to make this at all about me. I think when we talk about the commonality of experience, right? Had similar plans myself, and in the grand scheme of things, not a big deal at all that I wasn't able to go to the game and had to scuttle them. But to cover this, and but it obviously, I think, like so many others, looking forward to that football game. And that's what brought him to town is the reality.
I think it's okay, Ramon, to make it not about you, but to relate it to you, because it relates to all of us. And in a way, we're talking about, you know, Venn diagrams almost, where all of us intersect in one way or the other with the victims, with LSU, Alabama, Auburn, with an Odyssey employee. And it gets really personal for me. When we come back, we'll talk about our next victim, Hubert Gautreau, 21, who was a graduate of Archbishop Shaw High School. That's my alma mater. 8:30 more, talking about the victims of the Bourbon Street attack with Ramon Antonio Vargas when we come back. Time now, WWL First News. We'll continue our conversation with Ramon Antonio Vargas when we come back, talking about the victims of the Bourbon Street attack. And it's amazing the commonalities that we have with the people that were on the street, the shared experiences, how we've all been down there in that area. And as we continue to talk about the victims, the things that we have in common with all of them, we've already mentioned Alabama, LSU, Auburn. We've mentioned Odyssey. That's a company that owns WWL, a company I work for. An Odyssey employee was killed. We come back, we'll talk about Hubert Gautreau. We'll pick it up there, 21, a graduate of Archbishop Shaw. That's a school I graduated from. New Orleans is a caring community. We do always have each other's backs, and the victims of the Bourbon Street terror attack and their families need our help. And the Greater New Orleans Foundation is going to make it easy with the New Orleans New Year's Day Tragedy Fund. If you feel like you want to do something, this is a good way for you to do something. Monies raised will assist the families of the innocent victims and those who were seriously injured or impacted by the tragedy, which is another story unto itself. You can donate now by going to gnof.org. That's gnof.org. Donate if you can, please. We'll be back, WWL. All right, 8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Ramon Antonio Vargas, editor and reporter at The Guardian, as we just continue to discuss the victims. And, you know, I said, Ramon, before the break, or that you know, it's personal, right, when it happens here in New Orleans, because New Orleans is a small town. We all have the Venn diagram links with other people. Hubert Gautreau, 21, graduated from Shaw not too long ago, same school I graduated from. Tell me about him.
Yeah, I mean, he was just remembered as a devoted baseball fan, had a, vibrant sense of humor. You know, his sister on social media wrote, "You're so loved by everyone you've touched in this world. I'm so proud to be your big sister. I'd do anything to go back and be in the bleachers supporting you on the baseball diamond." And she wrote, "A piece of me is gone, my sweet, selfless baby brother. You deserve so much better than this." I mean, it's difficult not to see. I mean, I know you went to Shaw. Mm-hmm. It's no secret, I think, to a lot of your listeners, I'm a product of the local Catholic education mm-hmm. system myself, having gone to Jesuit. Right. Obviously, it... And you read, I mean, having to sit, I mean, it's really difficult to read.
It's heartbreaking. It is. And while, you know, this is a story that all still touches us deeply emotionally, these are families and lives of families that will be changed forever. This doesn't go away for them. Reggie Hunter, 37 years old. Tell me about him.
Obviously, just west from here, resident of Prairieville, Louisiana, father of two, finished up work, decided to go to Bourbon Street on New Year's Eve to toast in the new year. His cousin wrote on social media that his murder was a punch in the gut. He just texted Happy New Year in our family group text, she wrote. yeah, just obviously last minute decision to join the revelry and died horrifically.
Terrence Kennedy, the oldest victim, I guess, 63.
Yeah, graduate of Walter Cohen High School, NFL fan, rooted for the New Orleans Saints, Kansas City Chiefs, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Obviously, everyone who's had stars hailing from this area, from the state. Kennedy's family told the Tonsic Union that he had informed relatives he was going to Bourbon Street to have a drink until the new year. On social media, his niece wrote, "I know people say this all the time, but if you knew Uncle Terry, you knew he was nice and quiet and super clean. I'm just really at a loss for words."
Nicole Perez, only 27.
Deli manager from Metairie, Louisiana, she was her online tribute said that Perez had been dedicated to her job and had a son who was about 5 years old, survived by her mother and her sister. Her manager, Kimberly Usher, wrote on a online tribute to her, "She was so beautiful and full of life."
And the next victim, Edward Pettifer, 31, a link in a way to the royal family, which goes to show you just really how, I guess in a way, small of a world it is. You never know who you're standing next to, right?
Yeah, no, my colleagues in London at the Guardian's home base were very helpful on this one. He was in town visiting from the West London community of Chelsea. Stepson of Alexandra Pettifer. I think anybody who followed the royal family in the 90s would have known her as Tiki Leg Bork. She was the nanny for Princes William and Harry from 1993 to 1999. If you at all followed the coverage of the funeral for Princess Diana, she was the nanny who was with the boys, with the princes back then. Statement issued by Pettifer's family said his loved ones were, quote, devastated at the tragic news of Ed's death. He was a wonderful son, brother, grandson, nephew, and a friend to so many. Prince William himself and the Princess of Wales, Catherine, issued a statement saying that they were shocked and saddened by the murders of Pettifer and all the others in the attack. And we were told by royal sources that King Charles personally had also reached out to Pettifer's family to convey his condolences after learning of the murder.
You can only imagine what the 14-year-old son of Latasha Polk is going through. She was 45. Tell us about her, Ramon.
Family members described her as a nurse's assistant, very hardworking, before she was killed in the attack. Her family, she resided in New Orleans, and again, this is according to the Guardian's reporting partner, WWL Louisiana. An online tribute to Latasha Polk by a relative called her 14-year-old son, quote, "the fire to her ice." Quote, "She was loved by everyone she came in contact with. Latasha was a loving wife, mother, child, sister, cousin, and friend."
More commonalities, more Venn diagrams, intersecting circles. Brandon Taylor, 43, from the West Bank.
Yeah, I mean, lived in Tarrytown, lived in Harvey. His fiance, who I spoke with, Heather Janusa, said, that he worked as a cook and was an aficionado of rap music. Graduate of John Aird High School and a diehard supporter of the Saints and Pelicans, like so many among us. He was out on Bourbon Street with Janusa was out on Bourbon Street with Taylor at the time of the attack and witnessed his final moments. Obviously, she in a piece that we published yesterday at The Guardian had a lot to say about some of the revelations that media here I've been able to contribute a little bit to the conversation regarding the barriers that were either intentionally removed or just simply failed to have been deployed on the night of the of the tragic attack. Janusa said, "This will affect me for the rest of my life. Hold on to your loved ones tight, because at any moment they could be ripped away from you for the rest of your life."
And to be clear, Ramon has done a lot of work on these barriers and bollards and other things, and we'll bring him back to talk about that. But we wanted to talk about the victims in this hour. Matthew Tenodorio, boy, this story, and it goes to show how you never know. He has dinner with his family in Slidell, right? And then,
yeah,
tell me the story about Matthew Tenodorio.
I'm happy to tell you the story. I mean, he was a graduate of Pearl River Central High School, not too far away in Carrier, Mississippi. He worked as an audiovisual technician at the Caesars Superdome, which hosted the obviously the Notre Dame Georgia game and the college football playoff quarterfinal Sugar Bowl. So before coming to Bourbon Street, he spent New Year's Eve having dinner with his family at his brother's house in Slidell, and then comes in town to ring in the new year on Bourbon Street. Originally from Long Island in New York, and then eventually moved south with his grandparents. His family said, online tribute in his name said that he, quote, made lasting memories and friendships. Matthew was always the one to lighten the mood, able to laugh off life's challenges and spread positivity wherever he went.
And Elliot Wilkinson, 40 years old, from the North Shore.
Yes, from Slidell, Louisiana. His brother Cecil told CNN that Elliot had a history of mental illness and had experienced being unhoused and had recently gotten out of some time being incarcerated. He had, Cecil described, offering his brother a place to stay, but Elliot had not accepted because, quote, he never wanted to be a burden to the family. Cecil said he, his sister, Cecil's sister and Elliot's daughter were devastated to learn Elliot had been killed in the attack on Bourbon Street. On a social media post, he wrote, "You were loved and you will be truly missed. I know life was hard for you at times, but I wasn't expecting to get the phone call that you got hit in New Orleans in the French Quarter."
Ramon, thank you so much for your time. I know it hasn't been easy, all of this work that you've done, but I think it's important that we acknowledge Kareem Badawi, 18, Martin Besh, 27, Andrew Dauphin, 26, Nakira Dedu, 18, William DeMaio, 25, Hubert Gautreaux, 21, Reggie Hunter, 37, Terrence Kennedy, 63, that was the gentleman from Cohen, Nicole Perez, 27, Edward Pettifer from the UK, 31, Latasha Polk, 45, Brandon Taylor, 43, Matthew Tenodorio, the audio tech at the Caesars Superdome, and Elliot Wilkinson. Rest in peace and God bless their families. Let's take a look at traffic now, WWL.